I don't have hair.
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not right.
Yeah, that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Look
here. They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Still some songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
Morning, sir.
Tobin and Leroy here with you for the next 4 hours of shenanigans. Happy Friday to everybody out there. Do you guys think that JFig will join us today, or is she just going to be listening to the Taylor Swift album all show for her birthday?
Absolutely going to be listening to Taylor Swift for her birthday. And you know what? She deserves it.
Yeah, she deserves it. Hey, man, so, 30 songs, a lot of songs.
Hey, can I just say something?
One for every year she's been born.
Tobin.
What?
I did a U at the gym.
The hell does that mean? So, you were just a decent person and living your life?
No. So, you know the little machine, you put the weights on and then you do the little hip thrust thing?
I don't think I've ever used that machine in my life, to be honest with you.
Me neither. I was walking by it. I'm like, you know, you see the little their little red zone on the picture to it.
Yeah.
I said, oh, okay, I could do one of those. You know, because it's abs. I'm doing abs. I did some back, and I'm like, all right, I'll do it. I get in it. I sit down on the little thing, right? I'm trying to figure out how to crank the little thing to get the, you know, and then I do like 10. And then I go to get out, and I don't know how to put the lever out to make
So you're locked in?
So I was locked in. So I'm sitting there like, hell! No, I'm not doing that. Hell no. I'm just sitting there. Dude, my back is on fire, and I'm still sitting there.
So this is a hip thrust machine you were doing? Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, right?
What are you, Dak Prescott? What are you thrusting your hips for?
So I'm trying to figure out how to look at it. Meanwhile, my back is killing me. And I'm like, people are walking by.
How you doing? How you doing? Trying to play it cool.
People, Leroy, dabbing me up. I ain't asking nobody. Hey, man, how do I get out of this thing? So I just kind of slide. Meanwhile, the thing is not, now it's on my knee, and I'm trying to get out. I know somebody was looking at me going, look at this jackass. So I got out, and I look at the same machine next to me, and that thing is sitting up real nice, and my weight's on the ground. So whoever comes next is going to be mad as hell. But, yeah, so now my back is a little...
You're a little jacked up today?
Because I had to hold that weight up. I got out. But let me tell you, I will never do that machine again. And so wow. I thought of you. I didn't like drop weights on the ground and have to have, you know, a woman come save me.
That's not what happened. You keep changing that story. A woman was next to me. A man helped me in that situation. But it was no less embarrassing. I mean, a woman was right there.
Hey, I got out of it without any help. But I know people were looking at me like, I know somebody tapped this boy and say, big fella stuck.
Well, it's going to be a Saturday in the jacuzzi for Leroy.
Did you continue to work out after that? Or did you just say, you know what, I'm going home after this?
No. No, because, you know, I did some running in the pool.
No, I'm going home after that.
No, you can't. Oh, I don't know, dude. Let me tell you.
You need to gather yourself. You need to like make a free throw before you leave the court. Hey, you go in.
I definitely, when I walked back to put my bathing suit on, it felt like I was doing the walk of shame. And everybody, that's him.
That's stuck guy.
That's the guy on the machine over there. Go stuck at it. And I turned and looked as I got out, was leaving where the weights were. I turned and looked, and I looked at how the machine I was using was compared to the machine next to it. I'm like, somebody gonna have some problems.
Karen says, everyone has gym flaws. I fell asleep in the hamstring curl machine between sets. The face down one or the one that's face up and you're stuck like a high chair?
You fell asleep? What, did you go right from the club? But,
I really just imagine, like, ma'am, are you right? Ma'am? Are you good?
Hello?
She got narcolepsy. She's like, could you imagine? I'm gonna tell you, I'll be honest with you. I'd be mad as hell if I'm getting ready to use that machine. Somebody is napping.
I'll just leave a blanket there. Be like, yeah. Like, you have a great day.
Lay my towel over. Go ahead. Sleep. Just.
All right, let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
No surprise, but officially got the news yesterday. Jimmy Buckets sprained MCL.
So, can I say this?
Be back for several weeks.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
All levels of sprain are a partial tear.
Yeah.
So, let's, you know, they have these names for them. But the severity of it is determined by the grade of the sprain.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be out for several weeks, it says. So the Miami Heat's next Eastern Conference Finals run will have to happen likely without him. And you wish Jimmy just the best. He obviously was a badass trying to play through it. But, you know,
it happens,
not surprising news yesterday gathered on everything that was reported.
Can I just I hate that Jimmy got hurt,
mm-hmm.
but I'm even more upset that they're even in that position. You see what I'm saying?
I get what you mean. I understand everybody's point on that, but like, I'm more upset that he just got hurt. Like, you never really know when an injury can happen.
Yes,
it's like getting mad at the coach for having somebody in a preseason game or a blowout.
Yeah, right. No. That's different. That's different for this reason, right? You are playing a game that you are playing because you didn't handle your business during the regular season. Okay? So you got to play in the play-in tournament. If you had handled your business and been the sixth seed, I don't care if this would have happened during the playoffs. We have a whole different attitude towards this if it happens in the first game of the first round of the playoffs.
It really doesn't for me. Like, I'm just like, it happened. Okay. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I understand your logic on that, and I'm not saying you're wrong for feeling that way. My feeling of it is these things can happen whenever. Yes. Like, it doesn't bother me any more or less that it happened.
If it can happen at any during any game, the only way to kind of help that is to not play as many games.
I get you, but you want to know something? I felt just as lousy when Goran Dragic couldn't play in the finals because I heard game.
No, but that's
finals.
A different. I felt totally different. I really did.
His sweet little Slovenian face.
I felt totally different when Goran got hurt or even when Tyler got hurt, right? That's the playoffs.
If it makes you feel any better, Jimmy Butler went on Instagram and told Kelly Oubre we're throwing hands.
That did make me feel better, actually.
I think they're friends.
I don't know if this is real or not.
It's okay. Not. All the things that Jimmy wasn't mad at Kelly Oubre.
No, he's just messing around. Yeah. So I get on the internet, and it's an Elon world, so I don't know what's real anymore or not. But did a Sixers fan really get a billboard that said, thank you, Caleb Martin?
Wow.
Is that real or is that Photoshop? Wait,
why would he
was
spend?
Was it AI? I can't trust
he's, anything.
Wait, he can't spend, trust anything.
He got to spend $5,000 to get a $2 nugget? Not.
I know the Tyler Hero bus story is fake. Everybody like fell for that yesterday.
Oh.
But
is this, but okay, this is like the Chick-fil-A cow one, though.
Correct? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Well, it could have been. Wait. How do you know Chick-fil-A didn't do it?
No, they said that apparently a super fan bought money for it. Some guy. That's what they claim.
So he got so much money.
Or he might have just photoshopped it. I don't
know. And he'll spend $5,000 or however much it costs for $4 free nuggets.
Oh, dude, can I tell you something right now? If I had that kind of money, do you know how much money I'd be spending on bits? Look how much money I spend on bits now.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if I had billboard money, I would be I would be doing that all the time. You know, I would have a like a billboard residency and just change it for bits every single day if I could.
Drake did something recently that reminded me of you. During this entire beef he had with Metro Boomin, he just said, shut up and play the drums. He followed that up by hiring a drum line to appear at a club that he was appearing at and just
Metro Boomin?
Yeah, just play the drums outside of the club, a full drum lineup that he hired from 3,000 miles away. And I was like, that level of petty? Tobin would like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'd use your money to do things in cities like Boston, and you'd get billboards in other people's cities, I feel.
That's great, man. Poor Caleb. He really did ruin that game, though.
I mean,
momentum killer.
Free throws. Free throws. We talk about free throws. I mean, keep in mind, Caleb was trying. Boban did it.
Yeah. Boban did it for popularity.
And they won. They still won.
Yeah. Well, tonight, 7 o'clock, Heat, Bulls. I'll be boots on the ground. No Terry Rozier tonight either. He's still out. So
I mean, his neck must be. Can I just tell you, when you get a bad neck, or you tweak it, or you get some kind of muscle in there, you can't even lift your arms.
I'm not blaming him. I mean, the game that he tried to play with it, he was terrible. Like, you know, so I mean, don't come back if you can't play well. It's just
can we get J Fig for a whole show on her birthday?
Nah, she's definitely like in her jammies with like a hat on with Scooby. Scooby's got a little party hat on. No shot.
Do you think Scooby got a little shirt to say "Happy Birthday, Mom"?
Yeah, definitely. And he has like a little party blur. We'll take a quick break. You guys can get out of the show on the YouTube and Twitch chat, Miami 560 WQAM. Taking it up until 2, back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Taking you up until 2 here on the program. It's a play-in Friday. I don't know if that's something to celebrate. I just figured we'd make it a theme. Let's make it a party, everybody.
Well, no.
Take it a party, everybody. No.
I'm not going to a if party.
I'm going.
You know what the if party is? If all the circumstances play out, you're going to have a good time.
They were replaying this morning, last year's play-in game against the Bulls where Max Strus goes crazy. And the Heat were able to pull it out. I remember walking into that game, and it really did feel like the end. Everybody was like so exhausted from the year. It was like a funeral going into that game. This one, I imagine the atmosphere is going to feel the same, but the big difference is you don't have Jimmy. It is a tough blow, because when you are Heat and Five guy and your big argument last year was Jim VP, and I don't have that argument anymore. It's a tough one.
The thing is, you always have another one. You know what the other one is?
Heat culture.
We have enough.
Oh, you know. Hey, listen.
Well,
what's the over under on number of times Spo mentions that one today in the pregame?
13. I'm going.
We have enough, and we know
this is what
we're going to do this the hard way.
This is what we look forward to. The competition. The league enjoys competition like this. We strive on it. We look forward to it. We're ready for the opportunity, and we have enough.
Devin says Jaime is going to take over. That would make tonight exciting. Like, if they have a night.
If Jaime and Jovic get off,
yes,
then you, no matter what happens against Boston, you're going to look at this team and go, our future is being set.
Well, that's what it is. You know, you're going to be looking at, you're now looking, you don't have your leader, your best player. And now it's, what can these young guys do? Cause they got their season on the line tonight, and then they're going up against a juggernaut coming up on Sunday. That's going to be the big test here. But yeah, for sure. That's, if you're looking forward to anything as a Heat fan tonight, and you aren't one of the bastards who are just like, just end it. I want it over. I'm exhausted. You know, there are those.
We are pretty exhausted.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm exhausted too. But trust me, I can't root against them. I can't do that. That's not in my bones.
No. Here. In no way, shape, or form will I ever root against that team and how they do things. Right? And I say this, and I mean it. When I say they can beat anybody, they can. The problem is, and this has been my problem all year, they can go out and score 85. That's terrifying in today's NBA.
Schmeathen says, or how about the two guys making $65 million step their game up? Yeah, but here's the thing. Even if Bam and Tyler have great games tonight, and maybe they do, who cares? You know, we've seen them have great games. This is a play-in game.
Does Tyler and Bam have to outperform Cody and
Kobe?
DeMar DeRozan. Kobe. I'm sorry. Kobe White and DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, I would say so. Tyler, for sure. You know, like he's.
See, I don't want. And here's the thing that I loved and hated about Jimmy at the same time. He usually has a better feel for the game instead of going in saying, I need to prove something. If Tyler goes at it like that and he's not good, then that's going to be more of a problem. You know what I mean? If he goes out there saying, I need to get mine and starts chucking up shots, whoo.
Dave South says, just go ahead and start looking at mock drafts. I already have been, right? But that was before the plane. That was before the scenario. Just like, another.
You want a Euro? You want another big Euro?
This is what I thought he meant NFL drafts. Oh. I thought he meant NFL drafts. I haven't looked at. No, I'm not looking at NBA mock drafts. Get the hell. That's for sickos. No, I'm not doing that yet. Not doing that yet. You know, but I'm like, you know, everyone I go to is like a lineman. I'm like, all right, I don't know if he's good or not.
Isn't that of all the positions that could be drafted, the one that's the hardest to figure out whether it will work is offensive lineman.
I guess I don't know. You tell me.
Because with a quarterback, you can see him throw the ball. You can measure his measurables, and you can kind of get a feel. You don't necessarily know if it's going to work at the next level, but you can see a skill set there, right? The strong arm, you know, the Josh Allen, the strong arm, moose, all these things. Yeah, we can, you know, that can come and play in the league, right? With offensive linemen, right, he's never gone against comparable competition if he's an elite offensive lineman. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. How many monsters are you going up against every single
week? Right. Exactly. And that's the only position that you can measure the measurables. Strong, quick, can run, can move, quick, light on his feet. But he's never faced a guy like an Aaron Donald or a Christian Wilkins or you see what I'm saying? From that standpoint, that is the only thing about drafting an offensive lineman that terrifies me more is that it's hard to see how he's going to compete against the talent at the next level.
I'm just sitting here and I'm like, I saw this Oregon center do an interview and he's like, you know, QBs get all the love and all the money, but the highest honor for a lineman is getting a burger named after him. I'm like, he's right. Draft him.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes, dude.
Although I will say this. You see what these offensive linemen have been getting paid?
Oh,
You are being compensated and rewarded for your talent.
I've never been more stunned than seeing Robert Hunt get as much money as he did. And it's not even like I'm mad at it. I'm just like, wait, what? What do you mean that lineman get paid that? He never made a Pro Bowl.
It don't matter.
He was good. He was fine. No, but I was, you know, obviously losing him sucked. But I was like, wow, he got how much money?
Yeah.
Carolina was spending willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly.
Couple of guards, the way to get your fan base fired up.
Well, I mean, they do have a munchkin back there.
That's true.
Man, you got to protect them.
That's true.
Hopefully, I mean, you think you here? How would you like to be Carolina and see what CJ Stroud's doing?
It's got to be tough.
Like you had the choice of either one. It's not like the Dolphins thing, right? It because the Dolphins always kind of wanted Tua, right?
There was always a thing there. Although, yeah. Like, you know, there was obviously once the draft hit, they were like, oh, Joe Burrow, you know.
Right.
Remember, but there was a little bit of like, oh, will Joe Burrow force his way from Cincinnati? I remember us doing shows talking about, like, what kind of scandals can we get Joe Burrow into so he could drop? But no, but Tua, tank for Tua was a thing for a couple of years, right. For sure.
Right. And so you have that. But the CJ Stroud situation, you had a choice of any quarterback you wanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you chose the Munchkin.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's like, or even, I mean, think about it. Indianapolis had a choice between, was it Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf?
They picked Peyton. Peyton went first.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the same choice. It would be equivalent to them picking Ryan Leaf.
I mean, they had this with three. I mean, like, the one thing, if I was Carolina, it's not apples to apples, it's not the first pick, but I mean, like, you could look at, you know, Tua's bounce back in comparison to Justin Herbert, because everybody said after year one, the debate's
everybody, over. Everybody still thinks, and I heard this, you know, even name we will not mention. He said that Justin Herbert is better.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, based on what? Based on what? Go look at the numbers. Based on what?
No, his numbers are, I mean, like, his numbers are better because he was healthier.
Right, but I'm just saying. Year. I'm just saying. Like,
but I think the thing that happened was is when he had the year that he had his rookie year, and Tua had the year that he had.
Yeah, Brian.
Everybody thought disaster. This is going to be one that, and you know, there'll be people who you still don't want to move off of. They'll still take Justin Herbert because the arm, the prototype, all that type of stuff. But it doesn't look as
Brian Leaf had the same thing. Okay,
like yeah, it's not looking as catastrophic as it did. Like it's not. You could look at other drafts and be like, oh, these quarterbacks don't work out, or only one quarterback. No, this looks like it was just
It's not a Dan Marino situation.
The 2020 draft looks like it's a really good quarterback draft. I think that's okay. Like, we're going to sit here and you're going to do the whole thing all the time of like, oh, you know, Tua, you could have Jordan Love, you could have had Herbert. It's like, maybe they're all good.
It's a really good draft. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Which is weird, right? That's an anomaly in itself.
Well, it got made up for in that, the next draft with Mac Jones.
Oof.
And there you go. That's why you don't draft a position. Right? Because you're telling me Mac Jones is a first round pick?
Oof. Him, Trey Oof. Lance.
Trey Lance. Trey
Zach
Lance.
Wilson.
Zach Wilson and Mac Jones.
And I'm not a Trevor Lawrence sold guy. You know, I've told you.
Dude, stop. You were so excited.
I was not. You were lying. Dude, you are making things up. You're making things up. I've been bashing that guy over and over and over. And all I keep saying is, how come this guy doesn't get half the flack Tua does? Why? Because he has blonde hair?
Because he's in Jacksonville. That's why.
But who cares? Every market gets coverage.
Maybe not like the Cowboys. Wait, how about this? They haven't blasted Trey Lance either. He's sat for 3 years.
Yeah, nobody cares about him.
Right.
That's because the 49ers so get the Super Bowls. That's why.
Right. Yeah. Okay, but still, they traded up for that.
Where is he? In the Cowboys now?
Cowboys.
Might be taking Dak's job.
No.
Maybe.
You.
So we said about Romo and Dak before.
No. It's a little bit different.
I don't know.
This is a little bit different. They drafted Dak in the third round, and Dak was good when he got in. It wasn't a situation where he went to another team and was bad. How about Atlanta trading Brett Favre?
Yeah.
Oof. Oof. I think they drafted him in the second round and then traded him.
Jerry says, T-Law sucks. I'm here in Jacksonville. Yeah, I don't think he's that good.
Hey, you call him T-Law. He don't get a nickname if he sucks.
T-Law.
He don't get a nickname if he sucks, right? You can't get a cool nickname. His name is Trevor Lawrence until proven otherwise.
Dade South says being a tall white boy with long hair buys you a lot of QB. It does. I mean, Blaine Gabbert was still kicking around for a while.
Yep. The only T Law I know. No, I know the DB.
Ty Law.
Ty Law.
Ty Law.
Yeah. Also works in promotions, Ty Law.
That's true. Yeah. Take a break. Out of this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
You guys get my text?
Yeah, you sent us a video. Didn't Marco send us that earlier, too, about the Channing Crowder Drake beef?
You doubling up on my videos, bro? Did you hate when you send someone something, they send it to you, and you're like, I sent you that already, bro?
I did see that, though. That's crazy. Yeah, Drake's flying through the air like Peter Pan, hitting on people's women. Air. Not as crazy, though, as Channing Crowder losing his tooth yesterday mid-show.
Oh!
Did he just get his teeth done?
I don't know! Yeah, he did. Well, not like within the last week, but... It's been quite, I'll tell you what, though. It's been about maybe close to a year. Do you have to get them, like, I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know how rich people teeth work.
I mean, when you get, like, veneers or whatever, that crap is expensive.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Should be falling out.
That was crazy, dude.
Stop eating rocks, Channing.
By the way, the Panthers playoff schedule out now.
I thought the playoff schedule already started. I didn't know they were still regular season.
Yeah. Well, listen, these are for the bums who don't take care of their business.
I'm like, what, like?
That only counts for hockey, by the way.
What? That they play?
No, the bums who don't take care of their business.
Oh, yeah.
Game one, we said this yesterday. We knew game one was going to be Sunday at 12:30.
Yep.
Game two, 7:30 on Tuesday.
Do they go 2-3-2?
No, they go
2-2-2-1.
2-2-1-1-1.
Oh, okay. So they do it the same as NBA now.
Yeah, everybody. I don't think anybody does 2-3-2 anymore. We are better at traveling with stuff now because they only did that for traveling reasons. Like, really? It was just hard to move the whole production and stuff. Well, maybe baseball still does 2-3-2. Does baseball? I think baseball might still do 2-3-2.
We don't have that problem down here. We don't have to worry about what the playoff schedule is.
I was reading this article
yesterday. End of the season.
I was reading this article yesterday because Craig Mish did a really good job asking Peter Bendix, hey, what the bleep, you know? But then I just was like reading, and I'm just like, whatever, man. I'm just exhausted. Just exhausted.
It's exhausting because here's why. I'll tell you why the Marlins are exhausting. There is absolutely nothing on the horizon. There is no hope. The only chance you have is what you see on the field. And every time you see something good, something bad happens.
The good thing was there was a rainout last night, so we didn't lose.
Now we can lose two in one day.
Marcos,
you think about it. You think about it the wrong way. I'm thinking about, damn, now he can lose two in one day. You did get a whopper, though.
Like a crafty lefty.
Oh, there you go. The league championship series and the World Series rounds still remain 2-3-2.
Literally just said that.
You said, I don't think nobody does it.
I said, and then I said after that, I said, baseball still does it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, like a crafty lefty. Time for Marcos to mix it up. The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future, what say you, Frog Boy?
Happy birthday, Figgy!
Happy birthday,
Figgy!
Damn. Man, you know what's scary?
What's that?
I don't even know if I should say this. I was her age 26 years ago.
Wow.
Oof. Like, well, you look great.
I probably look great when I was 30. I was still playing football.
I did recently write down your birthday. I was like, that was a lot of decades ago.
Yeah. I mean, like, no. Yeah, because, you know what? When I saw that email, I'm like going, wow. I was a freshman in college when you were born.
Yep.
Wow.
Wait, you want to hear something funny and kind of crazy? So after I've been dating Mel for a while, I said to my mother-in-law, I said, I'm married to somebody who my first year in the league, she was 11.
Wow.
It's like, damn. Everybody looked over. I'm like,
I understand that was a little weird.
That was weird. Yeah.
What do you got today, Marcos?
All right, Figgy, greatest video producer of all time. But who is the greatest football player of all time?
Jim Brown?
No, he's good.
He's good.
He's no Lawrence Taylor. And no one loves Lawrence Taylor more.
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick. This is Bill Belichick on Lawrence Taylor.
Brady didn't play his rookie year, and, you know, we have Tom Brady. So you judge Tom Brady after his first year, and, you know, you have literally nothing. We're talking about the greatest player that's ever played. So Lawrence Taylor was a different story. Lawrence Taylor from day one impacted the team, showed he was the best player on the field, way better than everybody else, and built the defense around him from that point going forward. It's usually not day one of his rookie year, I would say. Lawrence Taylor would be the, you know, kind of the one exception to that rule.
First of all,
I didn't even know that was Bill Belichick. Dude was speaking with so much energy.
Who the hell is that?
It sounded more like Chris Sims than Bill Belichick. So I was taken aback by that.
Sounds so relaxed. He sounds like a human.
The other thing that I would say, right? Here is the difference between Tom Brady and Lawrence Taylor. Football changed because of Lawrence Taylor. How you blocked defenses changed because of Lawrence Taylor. Because keep in mind, when he came into the league, he was a linebacker. So for 2 or 3 years, he had running backs blocking him. Then all the football said, we need to put our tackle on him. And so how you blocked a rush in as he was more than a linebacker, even though he was considered a linebacker. How you started blocking after LT has changed forever.
By the way.
And that's the thing. And that happened day one.
I am really taken aback by the way Bill Belichick sounded in that clip.
To give you context, this was on the Pat McAfee show. So The question he essentially was saying, or like his statement was, no rookie is ever day one ready. And the only exception to that rule was Lawrence Taylor. But yeah. I don't know, you know, sleeveless Pat McAfee, sleeveless Bill Belichick, they get together, they get happy. I don't know what to tell you.
I guess so.
But the thing is that's an accurate statement. Because if you think about Tom Brady when he took over, he was just a piece, right? He wasn't the Tom Brady that you say, oh, as long as we got Tom Brady, we can win. That didn't come till a few years later.
Yeah, I hate that one.
But as soon as LT put on a Giants uniform, everybody was saying, that dude's a game changer.
Greatest player all time. Lawrence Taylor. What else you got, Marcos, in the mixed bag?
Kyrie Irving. Would you guys consider him one of the best ball players in the NBA today?
Handles.
Okay, but you're saying not overall, just as far as handles. Then
that's what I would saying? No. I would say he's one. He will go down as one of the best point guards to play the game.
Well, according to the Olympic team, not good enough to make it. That is what Kyrie Irving is discussing right here. This is him on not being chosen for the Olympic team.
I wish my brothers well, and I just didn't fit into this team, and I think the deliberation process was a tough one. But again, I have nothing but respect for those guys over at USAB. You know, at this point in my career, I think my focus should be on winning a championship and, you know, in the summertime, just going to support those guys when I get a chance. I grew up in a time, too. I wanted to say this. I grew up in a time, too, where we actually had to try out for USAB. And we did meet up as a group and as peers. And there was a mutual respect that we earned from one another and trying out and then seeing what five meshed well. So I think obviously the timing's a little bit different. But yeah, I kind of miss those days of just being able to get everybody together, break bread, and then compete against one another. And then the deliberation process happens at the end of like the 4 days or 5 day process, even though people know who's going to be on the team. You know what I'm saying? So I miss that fun part of it, of just getting together. But I wish my brothers well.
He didn't complain. He's not complaining.
Yeah, you're also not going to make Steph Curry try out. Like,
right.
He's Steph Curry.
I tell you what, though. Can I just say
who's
this? The average age of USA basketball is 32.
It's quite old. I guess that, too.
Like, it's Bam, old as hell.
Yeah, like Bam's going to turn, what, 27, 28?
He might be the youngest guy.
He's like, it's him and Ant. No, Ant's the youngest guy, for
Ant's
sure.
Ant's the youngest, right.
But, yeah, it's I mean, they got LeBron, you got Steph, you got Kawhi, Joel. I don't know if they're going to let you. You think they're going to let Joel play?
The hell is Drew Holiday doing there?
Oh, Drew Holiday. Yeah, Drew Holiday.
The hell is that? We don't have Kyrie Irving. We have Drew Holiday.
Well, because at some point,
someone's got to stop Luka.
Yeah, somebody got to play some damn defense.
Someone's got to.
Right?
Hey, this isn't like we're going to play these bunch of countries we've never heard of. Serbia, Slovenia, you know, these are not France, you know, like the world is not like what it used to be, dude.
Yeah, especially because half of your NBA is playing for other countries.
We just lost to Latvia this past summer.
Oh, they're good.
Name a player on Latvia.
Valanciunas.
We lost to Nigeria, led by Gabe Vincent.
That's right. Nnamdi.
All of a sudden, he's Nnamdi. Say who you play for. Nigeria. I'm Nnamdi.
I'm Nnamdi now.
Come back, play for the Heat. Gabe. When he signed that check, Gabe. When he signed that contract, it was Gabe.
Ian says Kyrie won in 2016. He won gold. Yeah, he was on Jimmy's team. That was when Jimmy was on the Bulls.
Yeah.
That was the famous Rio team. You guys can look it up on Reddit. What else you got, Marcos, in the mixed bag?
Speaking of old and speaking of Steph Curry, the Golden State Warriors on the couch watching the playoffs like the rest of us right now. And Steve Kerr had to answer whether or not he feels that they can transition towards whatever this next era will be.
I think we can put together a very good team and, you know, start to transition, you know, towards the next era, because it's clearly in our sights. But at the same time, Steph and Draymond and Clay and Chris, they're all still very good players. But as we are right now, we're not a championship team. We know that. We're not even in the playoffs, so we can't say we're a title contender.
Well, that's a fair point.
Fair point. I promise you, without a doubt, three of those four will not be on the team. Maybe two for sure. Chris Paul and Clay. Chris Paul and Clay won't be on that team. And it'll be a matter of what they do with Draymond. Because you can't. Here's the deal. If you're going to go younger and bring young players into the fold, you can't have that. You can't have that setting a bad tone for the youth that you're trying to get into your system, right? And Steph has, what, two, three more good years?
If I'm Steph Curry.
And you can't.
If I'm Steph Curry, I go to the Warriors. I make a stink. Get out.
You think he'd get out?
Be interesting if he did ask out. You think they'd let him out? Like, would they have to do right by him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they would.
Then they'll say, listen. Steph. Whoa. Steph. We get your frustration. What if we get rid of Draymond? And Steph goes, no, you just gave him $100 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Huh? Dunleavy yesterday, by the way, GMs lie, so take this with a grain of salt, but he said he's pleased with CP3's impact this season, and the Warriors have interest in bringing him back.
Why?
No clue. So, I think it's a lot of...
So Steph can play off the ball.
According to what he's saying, it's a lot of off-the-court stuff and liking him in the locker room and blah, 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 blah. GMs lie.
They can say all that.
Yeah.
They can say all that and everybody like him. What are you going to do about Draymond?
Chris Greer
theoretically, if you guys did want to know what the odds were, because odds have been released on Steph Curry's next team. I'm glad you asked.
Lakers.
Nice.
The favorite for him to be next year, Warriors. Overwhelming favorite.
Wow.
Then the Spurs to team up with Wembanyama.
Dang. I didn't even think about that.
Lakers then at plus 800. Mm. A homecoming for him, Charlotte plus 1200.
Ew.
But no, he ain't going to Charlotte because then he going to have to deal. Then he going to follow Clay?
No, Charlotte. He's going to Orlando.
He's going to Orlando? Yeah.
He's going to Orlando.
All
right. Yeah. And then right after Charlotte, Miami Heat.
Oh, boy. Did see? Can I just say
interesting.
This? Your season's not even over with, and you already got that look. I know what that look is.
What was that
look? I know what that look is.
That's the look.
That look. Hey, boss, we's going up fishing. No, you got that look. You go, hey.
I'm just going to tell you right now, my eyes on old PR tonight. I'm looking at Pat. Keep an eye. See what he's doing. What's he snooping around? What's he thinking?
The season's not over yet.
I know. That's why I'm going to be watching them tonight.
We're going all the way, dude. Still, by the way. Still.
Okay. Jaime.
You just said it was Jovic's team 3 hours ago.
Mm. His too. Hand the keys over.
Whoa.
Like I said yesterday.
Yeah.
So you think, here, let's see if we could, if this, what, how do you feel about this starting lineup?
Yep.
Well, it would be, if healthy, okay? And Jimmy's going to be out for a while, so I'm not even counting him. Terry Rozier, Tyler Hero, Jaime,
yep.
Bam,
yep.
Jovic.
Love it. I mean, Terry's not healthy, but yeah, I think you probably swap out Caleb for Terry. That's your starting lineup tonight, most likely.
Yeah. Okay.
Most likely. We'll take a quick break. Hour 2 is up next.